Keaton Gloggle with Lugnuts outfielder Chris Hawkins. Chris, thanks for joining me. Let's start with how you joined the Toronto organization. When were you drafted?
I was drafted in 2010 out of high school.
And what made you decide to sign with the Lugnuts?
It was a very good opportunity. They drafted me early in the third round, and it's always been my dream to play professional baseball, so I felt the time was right, and I know I made the right decision.
What makes you know you made the right decision at this point in your career?
I know I made the right decision because it was just the right one for me. You know, the University of Tennessee, it was a great opportunity, and I really liked it there. But after praying for a long time and talking to my family, I just knew this was the right decision for me. And regardless, you know, I'm going to go out and play as hard as I can and try and get better each and every day. And regardless of what happens, I know it was the right decision for me.
You would have gone to the University of Tennessee. What would you have studied there had you gone there?
I was going to study business.
And what positions would you have played at Tennessee?
Probably third base and maybe some outfield. Actually, the first month I was drafted, after I was drafted here, I played third base, and then I moved to the outfield, so third.
What position did you play in high school?
High school, I played shortstop. Shortstop. I loved it.
So would that be your favorite one?
Definitely my favorite. You're in every play in the game. You always got to be just locked in, which, I mean, in the outfield you have to be locked in as well, but the shortstop position, it's so important, and I really had fun playing it. But with that being said, I can't say that I could play there anymore. I mean, it's definitely a better place now. So,
so what were some of the things that you really had to work on in order to improve your defense as an outfielder without a lot of experience there?
Yeah, I got a lot of time to work on it in instructional league and also during spring training. Basically, I just work on first step quickness. The first couple of steps you take basically decide if you're going to catch the ball or not. So I'm trying to work on that. Just get more comfortable catching balls up against the wall and stuff like that. And I think I've done a good job to this point in this season and working every day with Kenny Graham out there in the outfield, and it's gone well so far.
You mentioned Kenny. Now, have you worked with him before in the Toronto organization?
Yes, he was with me in Bluefield last year.
Now, how is that for you and some of the other guys that came from Bluefield to have that same hitting coach for a second year around?
You know, it's been great for me and all the guys that were in Bluefield last year that are here now as well, because, you know, Kenny really knows us well. He knows our swing. He knows what we need to do to have success. And, you know, I think it's been a major impact this season for me. Kenny Graham, he knows what drills I like to do in the cage. He's just been a huge help to me. He's a great hitting guy, and I'm blessed to have him here this season.
So what kind of things have you guys been working on tweaking within your swing during the season?
I can't say that we've been tweaking anything, but, you know, we've kept the same routine we had in spring training. There's a few drills I use to just help stay on the ball, stay through the ball, and fire my backside more and try and drive more balls.
What's an example of some of those drills?
I guess I normally start off with the grill. We just call it Griffey drills. Basically, you're standing straight up and just walking through, just like you're walking through and just trying to fire the backside, just letting the hands work. We have other drills that one of them we call it the split drill. Your hands are split and you just fire it. When your hands are split, it makes you go to the right direct towards the ball, so it makes you stay on it and throw it through the zone. And drills like that have really helped me, and I've been doing it for a couple years now, and I definitely think it's helped a lot.
What kind of things did you do in the off season prepare for the year?
Of course, I lifted and did my strength and conditioning and all that, which I feel like I'm in very good shape at this point. Also, towards February, I started throwing again and long tossing, trying to improve my arm from last year, and I think I've done that so far. I've done a good job. I've thrown a couple people out. Also, I just basically the same drills, just trying to really hammer that stuff down and fine-tune my swing and get better each and every day.
As you were growing up, who were some of your major influences as you were growing up as a baseball player?
Probably my favorite players growing up, you know, Brian McCann definitely has to be one of them, hitting with his dad a lot growing up. Brian McCann is probably my favorite player.
Elaborate on that a little bit. So you worked out with Brian McCann's father?
Yes, I've been hitting with him since I was a young kid. He was in the area doing lessons. He played at Mississippi State and then played pro ball for a couple years, and he's been a big impact on my career as well. I still hit with him to this day, and it just happened that his son ended up being great in high school and then got drafted and now is a 5-6-time All-Star, so it's been good to have somebody that I can see have success and kind of aim towards and hope that I can have the same success one day as well.
So you're still in constant contact with those guys?
Yes. I don't hit with Brian, but I hit with his dad still, and he updates me on how everything's going and stuff. And it's just good to see guys like that have success. And, you know, like I said, hopefully one day I can have the same.
Well, what are some of the biggest differences between the Midwest League and the Appalachian League?
Well, I would say the facilities are much better. And obviously, it's another level higher, so I'd say the players are much more fine-tuned. The pitchers locate a lot better. You know, with that being said, the Appy League was a good league last year, and there were some very good players in there. But I think everyone's a year older and more fine-tuned and just better baseball players all around.
You guys made the run to the championship there. Did you guys have any fun team superstitions as you were making that run?
Yeah, you know what we did? We had the Rally Monkey. The Rally Monkey came with us everywhere. He was Dennis's, and I was lucky enough to be able to hold on to the Rally Monkey all season and take him back to the hotel and take him to the field every day. And we also had a cutout of Jack Sparrow that traveled with us everywhere. And just because Jack Sparrow's a grinder, just like the season we play is a grind, and he's out there each and every day doing his best. So we carried those around, and it got us really far. We had a great season. A lot of the guys that pitch here right now are pitching there, and you know what? Just like this year, last year, they pitched great as well. We had timely hitting, and we had a great season. So hopefully we can do the same thing here, except win at the last series of the year.
Chris, thanks so much for joining me.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
That was Chris Hawkins, Lugnuts outfielder. We'll take a break and have more Lugnuts baseball on Big Country 92.1.